Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and there has been another sabotage attack on the energy grid here. This is out of Natural News. More infrastructure sabotage. Air quality in Louisiana is being monitored after multiple explosions. Rock Dow Chemical Plant. And check out the video of the explosion, which Roz Alerts posted on Twitter. Pretty incredible fireball going up in the sky here, and it can be seen for many, many miles. And it totally lit up the night sky. And we're talking a massive plant here. So this is a major, major hit to the grid, my friends, and of course to the air quality, something we saw that, of course, happened in Ohio with the train derailment, where we ended up with oxides in the soil and, of course, all sorts of terrible stuff in the air as well, which the stuff in the air is temporary. It's what it leaves in the soil later on. Now, this is all part of an agenda to bring us into essentially climate lockdowns, the 15-minute cities, all that kind of stuff. And part of it is to destroy the grid, and part of it is to claim, look at all this pollution, climate change, blah, 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 blah. Now, I urge people, if they haven't yet already checked out our recent video called Climate Change Hoax Exposed, I really urge people to go do that, because it really breaks down for 38 minutes and 18 seconds how this has all come to be. All of the whole agenda behind this. I'm not going to go into every single thing every single time I do a video. You know, people that watch us regularly will get very bored if I do that. But I urge people to go and check that out on BitChute or Rumble. Of course, we have the same video up. You know, it explores a lot of what led to this. But I'm going to get into this story a bit today, as we're seeing a lot of infrastructure attacks. We see this out of Zero Hedge. Farmland in California could be underwater for years. Weird, because last year they said farmland in California could be dealing with droughts for years. You see, it's always something that they will use to their advantage. The reality is they want to destroy the supply chain, and they'll use droughts and they'll use floods in order to do that. And at the same time, they'll use that as an excuse to say, hey, the whole infrastructure is collapsing. And it's due to climate change. They always use that as the excuse. Yes, indeed, we are going to face famine. 13 nations, as I recently reported, just signed on to engineer a global famine by essentially getting rid of farmland. And that includes Netherlands, Canada, Argentina, United States, you know, Ireland, a whole bunch of different places around the world, Peru, you know, Uruguay. It's pretty obvious what's happening here. Brazil. And, of course, we see this at the same time on Zero Hedge. Russia terminates Black Sea grain deal. Wheat prices spike as extent of Crimea bridge terrorist attack revealed, which was the U.S. because, you know, they were the only ones that had a reconnaissance drone flying around in the Black Sea right before the bridge blew up. But, okay, we'll just pretend that didn't happen. And another thing we're supposed to pretend didn't happen, this out of Natural News, in scripted speech, Kamala Harris says we need to reduce population to deal with climate change and achieve clean air. Yes, sometimes they accidentally say it out loud, and sometimes they do it on purpose because they tell us what they're going to do before they do it. So we're going to get into what happened at this Louisiana plant today in this video, my friends. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. Check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. And even if you don't qualify for the free shipping, I still urge you to use that code, because it could save your life, your family's life, versus a great reset. This is how we fight the great reset, is by being prepared. It's what they expect the least. And versus inflation, we are already winning if we go and purchase these products today. Of course, we have organic kits available. This is the way, my friends. And also, if you want to fight back versus the control collapse of the grid, check out our link for Lion Energy, where you could get lithium batteries, solar panels, solar generators, all sorts of stuff that could save you from the control collapse of the grid. No, I don't think lithium's good. No, I don't think we need to be getting away from oil. But I will say that it's pretty obvious that they will collapse that system so we can't use it later. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on this site, and therefore you can, again, keep your home cool in the summer and, you know, warm in the winter. Anyway, let's get into this. So, bunch of links in the description. And by the way, if you are watching on Twitter, we are now natively posting on Twitter as well. Go follow us at @worldaltmedia if you haven't already. But if you're watching on Twitter, you will have to go to Rumble or BitChute to see the extent of all the links that we provide for solutions. But anyway, This out of Natural News, it says, more infrastructure sabotage. Air quality in Louisiana is being monitored after multiple explosions rock Dow chemical plant. And as the article goes into, it says, Iberville Parish Sheriff Brett Stassi confirmed, wow, his last name's Stassi, and he's a sheriff. Interesting. Anyway, I'll continue on. Confirmed that six distinct explosions were detected at the glycol unit of Dow chemical plant in Plaquemine, Louisiana, at around 9:30 p.m. on Friday, July 14th. According to the chemical manufacturing plant officials, no injuries were reported and all employees have been accounted for after the emergency response teams and firefighters reported they had the flames under control by around 11 p.m. And a quote, Dow's Emergency Operations Center is working closely with local and state agencies to respond to the incident on our Louisiana operations site. All personnel are safe and accounted for. Air monitoring has not detected hazardous materials in the air, Dow Louisiana operations official said, and assured that the company continues to conduct air monitoring along with LDEQ and third party. Of course, they are not going to find bad things in the air. They will never find it because they're the ones that get sued later on if they do find it. So, of course, an internal investigation. That's like, my friends, that is like essentially finding a guy, and I've said this many times before in the past, with a knife in someone's back. And you go, okay, well, come back to me in a week once you've investigated whether or not you murdered this person. And a week later, a week goes by, the guy comes in and he goes, no, I didn't kill the person. Okay, not guilty. Go home. All good. In fact, last night I was watching I don't ever watch TV, but it was on a screen in front of me, and it was the Carol Burnett show from 1970s, 60s, 70s, and it was an episode where this woman, her daughter kills her husband, and they go to the police, and the police officer is basically just drawing a picture of Mickey Mouse on the sheet as she's talking about what happened, and she just basically finds herself not guilty, so she's let go. That's it, you know. And it's funny because I was just thinking about that as I look at this. Yeah, they're really gonna monitor it for themselves and find themselves not guilty. Are we really gonna fall for that? Six fiery explosions at a chemical plant lit up the skyline near Louisiana's capital. The blasts happened late Friday at the Dow Chemical facility. The company says it has not detected hazardous materials in the air. A small flame was reported to be still burning at the facility along the Mississippi River on the morning of Saturday, July 15th, according to local news station WAFB. And I quote, Dow leaders have advised our officials' office that it is safe to lift the shelter in place. Dow's emergency services will continue to mitigate the fire, a post from Iberville Parish indicated early Saturday after more than 350 households were forced to shelter in place overnight. They were told to shut off the air conditioners by local authorities, which is, you know, it's like the worst time to tell people to turn off their air conditioners. But by the way, I wanted to also mention, hey, that conditions people to go, oh, it's so hot, we need to have carbon taxes and all sorts of nonsense that make things worse. But you know, when I see this happen, I think of all of the substations that have blown up, all of the pipelines that have blown up, all false flags. Of course, all the factories that have blown up, all the refineries in Mexico that have blown up. I mean, it goes without saying this is a trend. Now, I remember a race car fuel plant by my home in Winnipeg, Canada, many years ago, back in, I believe, 2012, exploded with a massive fireball. It blew up so close to me that my skin fell off my face. I got burned on the face by it. It was an absolutely stunning sight to see, and I got video of it at the time. I'm not saying this stuff never happens. Yes, I've witnessed it before, but my point is that it's happening at a scale that's ridiculous. It's like the same as seeing all these soccer players or football players collapse dead on the field or have heart attacks, myocarditis or pericarditis, and people say, well, it happened before. Yeah, but not at a 300 times rate. Like, I mean, come on. It is so absurd to look at all this and go, oh, it's a coincidence. Yeah, well, coincidence theorists are the ones that should be wearing the tinfoil on their heads. Us so-called conspiracy theorists get everything right. And, you know, I think in the future we will have vindication for a lot of this, that all this stuff was done by design by certain entities, certain people, certain shadow governments in order to bring in the Great Reset. Because what is it that they want? Well, they need an excuse. They need World War III. They need inflation. They need the housing market to crash. They need supply chain to crash. They need the energy grid to crash. And they need to demoralize people. Well, first of all, they are propping up this war in between Russia, Ukraine, as well as China, Taiwan, and trying to get involved. And both sides are in on it. And they are destroying the economy to bring us into a CBDC system that will have carbon credits and, of course, social credits based on them. And they'll be connected to our food rations, which brings in the collapse of the food supply and the collapse of the energy grid. And then, of course, with the collapse of the energy grid, they could bring in the whole global warming thing and you know, all that correlates. And then the destruction of the housing market so we don't own property, and the demoralization of the children, which would be trans kids, teaching sex and grooming kids and attacking anyone who dares to speak out against the trafficking of children while promoting, you know, gay, trans, whatever in every child cartoon or new cartoons now that are coming out with Disney where, you know, the characters are drinking blood and blood ritual sacrifice. I mean, seriously, that's actually a new show on Disney. I mean, it's pretty obvious all these things correlate. They have to. And the coincidence theorists that say that none of this stuff is all tinfoil hat, crazy, whatever, don't know how to put one and one together. One and one makes two. And they will say, no, one and one makes 11. Well, yeah, if in theory, you could say one and one makes 11. But one plus one equals two. And they will view it as, no, it's this way. It's misdirection. It's this way over here. This is where everything is over here. Well, let's not look at the two over there. It is absolute absurdity. Weather changed yesterday from the day before and from especially from last season, I'll have you know. And now it is hot. And it's July. When has it ever been hot in July before? I have to tell you, we need to cement our hands to the ground, shut down the energy grid so that we all starve out because then no food could get to the shelves, and then accept our new, you know, demonic overlords as our saviors and take their CBDC, take their carbon credits, take their social credits, and forever live in servitude as a robot for the state, a pawn to be sacrificed for the king and the queen because it's for the greater good of the greater number. That old collectivist mantra. Yes, indeed, that is where we are heading. 15-minute cities, technocracy across the board. The Tower of Babel itself is being built, but it's not fully built yet. So there will be a period of time where it gets worse before it gets better, my friends. They have to finish building the Tower of Babel before it all falls over. But, I mean, we're already getting signs from God in many ways, as I've already reported with the Pfizer plant exploding after a tornado hit it in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which I have to say, you know, we win some, we lose some, but sometimes we win some. Sometimes we win some. So anyway, there's a lot going on right now, and I just have to point out, God is on our side, but we as individuals have to continue to put feet to the fire, and the number one way to do that isn't by causing violence, it isn't by starting a revolution, which will only lead to more government. It isn't about, you know, protesting necessarily, though it does spread information. It's about withdrawing from the system that enslaves us, withdrawing from the banking system, which enslaves us, which will put us into that CBDC system, withdrawing from the need for grocery stores, withdrawing from the need for any kind of government intervention to save us from something that the government created in the first place. Withdrawing from the system, withdrawing from big cities, withdrawing from 15-minute cities, withdrawing from the conveniences that chain us down and make us happy, but it's all just euphoria, it's all just endorphins, dopamine getting released, and it is all so very temporary as we get led off into the mouth of Moloch himself. If you've ever seen the film Metropolis from the 1920s, you know what I'm talking about when I say marched off into the mouth of Moloch. It is clear that we are the ritual sacrifice, and they need to destroy our morale. They need to destroy our conveniences that they put in front of us in the first place so that we beg them for help and they come in as a solution and they destroy our very soul from the inside out. That is the goal, and that is, you know, something they're on the fast track to. FedNow out with their release. Of course, at the Federal Reserve, an intermediary with all these banks, which means all your payments go through them first, and they say that you need a good social credit and all that. They're already bringing carbon credits on banking apps across the board in the UK, in Canada, and in the United States. They're signing on to starve everyone by getting rid of most of the farms in the Netherlands, second top agricultural exporter in the world, Ireland, Canada, the United States, and many others, Argentina, Brazil, as I mentioned earlier. They are doing all this stuff now, and it's just happening that it's all correlated together, and it all fits the plan perfectly. And again, none of this stuff is by accident. How could all of these things that are happening on Earth right now be an accident? It is a level of insanity to shield your eyes from the obvious realities that surround us today. Anyways, I do appreciate everyone watching today, and if you can just go and get prepared today, go and check out heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M, and save a bunch of money on shipping. Again, that is non-GMO, storable food, organic, storable food, heirloom seeds, water filtration, storage, and books on how to get started. Don't say I didn't warn you, my friends. Save your family's lives today. And also escape inflation at the same time. Also check out Lion Energy for solar panels, solar batteries, solar chargers, etc., generators, all that kind of stuff. And don't fall victim to the control collapse of the energy grid. Of course, we have KirkElliottPhD.com/wham, where you can buy physical gold and silver today. And of course, you get a whole bunch of free special reports if you go and sign up there. This is very important. You could roll over into a physical gold or silver IRA, 401k, 403b, checking savings brokerage accounts. Over there, Kirk Elliott is the author of 11 books. He's a double PhD, and you can go and sign up for a phone call with him today and get out of that cashless society. Of course, we have a lot of things that could help you with your health. RNCstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Before it is banned, before it is too late, with all the ways that they're trying to kill us right now. You could also get an extended 10-day free trial if you go to our link for Iconic. Again, that is on Rumble and BitChute and Banned Off Video and Odyssey and all those different places, Brighteon, where you could find those links. If you are watching on Twitter, I cannot add all the links to the description, so I just have to let you know where to go. You'll get an extended 10-day free trial for Iconic, where you can see a whole bunch of documentaries, news shows, series, all sorts of great content, really high quality production as well. So support independent media. And another way to support independent media is to help support us. We just spent $10,000 reporting inside of a 15-minute city, getting a bunch of interviews, traveling around to document what's going on right now. And we need to. We made $3,818 back, thanks to a lot of the amazing viewers out there. We need to increase that amount to $10,000 badly, desperately. I couldn't pay rent this month. I've done everything to try and expose the truth of the 15-minute cities and dumped everything into this documentary. So if you can help support us, we have GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. We also, of course, have a Teespring store with merchandise. We have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol, another way to pull away from that system. And, of course, we have a newsletter, www.imband.com. That is free. You can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Banned Off Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, and Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. We are on all the major podcast platforms except Spotify, where we were banned. So that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, etc. So go follow us on there. And as always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I appreciate everyone watching today. And as always, live by example, live freely, always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.